This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Once again, a federal judge has ruled against Texas in its efforts to stop the resettlement of Syrian refugees. A U.S. district judge says the state's attempts to block families fleeing Syria need to be handled through, quote, the political process, unquote, instead of the courtroom. It's the second time Judge David Godbee has ruled against Texas. The state sued the Obama administration over the resettlement of refugees. The lawsuit was filed after nearly 30 states vowed to ban Syrian refugees following the Paris attacks in November. Attacks have been linked to the Islamic State group operating in Syria. Godbee says it would be foolish to deny that Syrian refugees pose some danger, but says Texas has offered no evidence of a substantial risk. The Dallas Police Department says it's seeing success in its new effort to reduce aggressive panhandling downtown. Over the past week, police have arrested at least 89 people. Police Chief David Brown spoke to city council members about the effort. It is in response to a growing number of panhandling incidents. He says catching people for aggressive panhandling early can solve a lot of other crimes.
The aggressive panhandling and the criminal trespass affidavit can be a predictor of criminality. These are the suspects that would break in your car, break in your home, rob you on the trail.
Police say panhandlers are aggressive when they demand a donation by verbally attacking or blocking people. To enforce the new initiative, Dallas police say officers are looking out for aggressive panhandlers 16 hours a day. Brown says this effort could link these panhandlers to robberies and other violent crimes.
We're using these low-level crimes to prompt us to engage potential suspects. And the more we can increase that type of enforcement, we believe we'll put these suspects in our databases to where when we have robberies, we have leads to work on.
Panhandling is illegal in the city of Dallas and is a misdemeanor. In Fort Worth, the annual stock show and rodeo set an attendance record. More than 1.2 million people attended the 23-day event. More than 9,000 people showed up this year compared to last year. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that the busiest attendance day was January 30th, when over 160,000 people showed up. The stock show also set a record for most animals, 30,000 in all, from cattle to goats and rabbits to roosters. Where there is football, there is gambling. Maybe a few bucks changed hands at your Super Bowl party last night. Last month, though, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issued an opinion that fantasy sports betting online is illegal in the state. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Walt Bogdanich, an investigative reporter for the New York Times, about how fantasy sports sites have been able to avoid online gambling laws.
Way back in 2006, there was perceived to be a problem of young people gambling online. And so Congress decided to do something about that and decided, well, how are we going to choke off this industry? Well, we will make it illegal for credit card companies or other payment processors to handle bets online for illegal operations. Well, as part of that law, there was an exemption carved out for fantasy sports. Because at the time, fantasy sports was really just a seasonal competition that thousands, if not millions, of people were playing. And it wasn't necessarily a huge amount of money, and there was a payoff at the very end, and it was perceived as almost pure entertainment. Well, at the time, Congress did not realize what the internet would do and how it could change fantasy sports from seasonal into daily. And in fact, it had gotten so overheated that there were companies that actually sold themselves as taking the skill out of the game. We found one company that would actually pick the teams for you. I don't know, that sounds awfully a lot like regular gambling. So in this unregulated environment, there were a lot of people that were really taking advantage of this unregulated atmosphere.
A joint investigation into fantasy sports by the New York Times and Frontline airs tomorrow night at 9 on KERA-TV. This hour, Think, re-airs tonight at 10. Or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. The head of the Denton County Republican Party is leaving her spot, or post rather, for a spot on the party's executive committee. KERA's Christopher Conley sat down with Diane Edmondson to talk about the state of the GOP and why Texas Republicans consider Denton County so valuable.
The Denton County Republican Party held its biggest fundraiser of the year on Ronald Reagan's birthday, and it was a show of force. 1,000 Republicans in formal wear crowded into a cavernous banquet hall to hear from elected leaders. Congressman Michael Burgess praised the county as a bastion of Republican politics in Texas.
Denton County was the Tea Party before there was a Tea Party. Our voters are active, our voters are educated, they're resilient, they demand excellence, and they are the best.
Burgess told the crowd that the county helped push the state to the right. More than just ideology, though, the Denton County GOP is a powerful force because it gets people to the polls. And that's due in no small part to Diane Edmondson, who has chaired the party for 14 years.
Since I've been chairman, we have never elected a Democrat to partisan office in Denton County. And they very seldom file more than two or three candidates anymore because they know we're just that strong.
Voter turnout in Denton County has been higher than the state average for the last six elections, but party strength doesn't always mean party unity.
We've got the social conservatives, we've got the fiscal conservatives, we've got the so-called liberty Republicans, we've got the so-called moderate Republicans.
As Republicans across the state prepare to vote in the March 1st primary, those factions are on display. House Speaker Joe Strauss and many of his lieutenants and allies throughout the state are facing challengers who say they'd make the state house more conservative. But Edmondson says that misses the point. The last session saw sweeping gun rights legislation, a fiscally conservative budget that defunds Planned Parenthood, and almost $850 million for border security.
We had the most conservative session ever, according to the lieutenant governor and the governor. And so what's the big deal, real honestly? Was Speaker Strauss my original choice? Absolutely not. But look at the results of the session, not the personalities of the session. Tell me what we didn't get done.
Over the last few years, Edmondson has seen lots of new people engaging in politics for the first time. That new involvement often comes with a sense of urgency, one that sometimes fuels divisions. But Edmondson says that's fine.
One size fits all is not in our platform. You know, we've got varying viewpoints. We should be able to discuss, perhaps come to some sort of agreement, but not demonize our fellow Republicans. And that's what I'd like to see changed about the national politics as far as how they're talking about each other, and certainly here in my county.
Wynn Edmondson talked to her fellow Republicans Saturday night in one of her last speeches as party chair. She was emotional. She thanked her supporters, most of all her husband, and she ended with marching orders.
It's been a great run. I've enjoyed working with all of you. And now let's all work together really, really hard so that in November, we take back the White House and we take back our America. Thank you so much.
With all the heat surrounding this year's presidential election, Edmondson says she expects turnout to be huge and, at least in her county, overwhelmingly Republican. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
For the evening, well, you can expect mostly clear skies with a low around 36. Tomorrow should be sunny and slightly warmer with a high near 61. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 38. It's currently 53 degrees in Dallas, 55 in Fort Worth, 52 in Tyler, and 54 in Wichita Falls. This is KERA News.